Hi, it's Phil Hewlett and Lunar Pages. Any way you say it, it's still the place that needs to be your company for IT, for hosting, for internet solutions, from basic web hosting. You could get it for like $5 a month if you just have a website or a blog or something like that and you want total control over it. Or if you're a company with a whole IT department, advanced hosting solutions like private cloud hosting, complete IT infrastructure, disaster recovery. What are you going to do, pal, if your company collapses? Your internet still needs to be up so you can continue doing business. They've got everything you need. Advanced virtualization technologies. Their data centers are in places that you've heard of, like San Diego, like Las Vegas, like Denver, Chicago, Ashburn, Virginia. You've got guys, and when you pick up the phone and call them, they're most likely in your own time zone, talking to you on the phone like they're your buddies, and they fix it right on the spot. I love Lunar Pages. I recommend them. And they'll give you a 30-day money-back guarantee if you set things up and you're not completely happy. But I promise you will be happy. Go to the sponsors page at our website. Look for the Lunar Pages button. Click on it and start saving big and having the best possible hosting partner you can in Lunar Pages. You are listening to Phil Hewlett and Friends. This is hour two of the talk show where you get nothing but fun, informative, sometimes unexpected conversation about the stories you care about. You'll hear from the experts, authors, and others, and we hope to put a little smile on your face along the way. Some of the stories we have for you this hour, the stuff that you should have learned in school, just the basic things in life, like how to boil an egg.
Yeah.
But you didn't learn because they don't teach those things anymore. There's no shop, there's no home ec. I don't know why, but we have somebody who wrote a book about all the things that you, if you pick up the book, you can learn all these things now. It's never too late. Plus, Manny the movie guy is going to be here. Oh, big movies this weekend. You know what's coming out? Any idea? You don't even know what the
no.
big movies are.
I'll bet you're going to tell us.
The Legend of Tarzan.
Oh,
Tarzan. I want to see that.
And the
that
BFG. The Spielberg Roald Dahl movie. There you go. And then The Purge, if you're into those.
Nope.
There's another sequel of The Purge.
Scary.
Everybody dies so we can afford things. and we're going to talk hot dogs coming up in just a little bit.
There you go.
With a famous name in hot dogs, a very famous name. We'll tell you who that is when we get there. And let's see, did I cover everything? Oh, and then here in the studio with me today is Dale Lopes. Sports Talk Radio host, and from After Buzz TV, Emily Harlan, her first time on the show, I think doing a marvelous job.
Thanks.
All right, so let's get things started here. We'll start with you, Emily.
Yes.
And, oh my God, what has happened to Scarlett Johansson? Please tell me she's okay.
ScarJo is fine.
ScarJo.
Don't worry. ScarJo is doing just fine. She is officially the highest grossing actress of all time.
That's, and she's not gross. So how does she pull
that
off?
She's not gross. So look at that. She has domestic box office revenue of $3.3 billion across her entire filmography.
Oh, so she's valuable. I see what you're saying. So she's not making the most money necessarily, but she's making the most money for the studios.
Yes. Yeah. She's 10th on the list of Hollywood's top grossing film stars. So she trails behind a bunch of much older men like Harrison Ford, Samuel L. Jackson, Morgan Freeman. Shocker. So she's...
Wow.
I know. So she's 10th on the list, but she's doing just fine.
And how are we going to remedy that? How are we going to, you know... I enjoy seeing...
I wish I had the answers.
I enjoy seeing her in a movie as much as I see enjoy seeing, you know, Tom Cruise or Morgan Freeman or any of those guys.
Yeah, she's a great actress.
Now, I wonder if she gets like a percentage from that, or does she just get like a flat rate for doing a movie, like $20 million, $30 million to do a movie, or would she...
I don't know. I would
that'd
think...
be interesting,
yeah.
Yeah. She, know, you know what she needs? I'll tell you what she needs.
What?
Bobby Bonilla's agent. That's
yes.
what she needs.
Oh.
Good call.
If you missed that, go
that
back
one.
To the first segment of this show and go back and listen to it when we have everything up on the... But, of course, if you're listening to this part and it's not the full-length version, you know, rewind if it's the full length. But go back and listen to the first one again if you missed that. All right, so Scarlett, looking good. Probably not pigging out on giant burritos every day.
No, I bet she's not doing that.
No. And where's a good place to get a giant
Chipotle.
Burrito?
Chipotle.
Yes?
Chipotle.
Still? Are you sure?
Well, here's the thing. Chipotle is trying to rein everybody back in after the E. coli outbreak sickened like 50 people in 14 states. It was spread all over the place.
Gosh.
But now, to try to get people back in, they are introducing a rewards program.
Oh. What kind of rewards? Like more beans?
You know, I don't think that's it. But basically, you can have a status level. And it starts July 1st today. So you can go into any Chipotle store and pick up your Chiptopia card.
Chiptopia. What do you mean status? Like when you, I'd love to walk into a Chipotle and people bow to me.
Not quite that. Maybe if you spend enough money, you'll get there. But basically, it's you get points on your 4th, 8th, and 11th visit.
That seems random.
Yes, I know. And it goes towards a free entree. And it elevates the customer to the new status level every time you hit your $6 that you have to spend.
Oh, so maybe not the bowing. Maybe that's asking too much. But if I walk in the door, they say, "Good day, kind sir."
You want to be the norm of Chipotle.
Yeah.
Norm, Phil.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know, Chipotle is trying to get people back in.
This
back
is going to be tough for the folks behind the counter because they're not always the friendliest people I've found at the Chipotles I go to.
Really?
The burritos are good.
Yeah.
But I found that the folks behind the counter, they must put up with a lot of crap.
I'm sure.
They're very systematic. Sure. They're very systematic. They got their, you know, their gig and they got to... You know, it's probably tougher than they have to go to a burrito folding school.
And see, they can't hear you, and vice versa. You can't hear them through that enormous sneeze glass that they have up there.
Yeah,
right?
It is hard to get to talk to people or like say what you need. Everyone's like, "What? You want more of what?"
Yeah,
but yeah.
And then all of a sudden, they're putting stuff in your burrito that you didn't want.
And you didn't ask for lettuce.
And then you get mad. They get mad at you. At least they seem mad. I don't know. The Chipotle has been one of those weird situations. So it's almost like their executives are on drugs.
You know, interesting you say that because one of their top execs was just busted in New York City for being a part of a drug trafficking ring.
No kidding.
Yes, he was one of 18 repeat buyers charged on Thursday with allegedly buying cocaine from a drug delivery service.
Oh boy.
So that's all this, you know, his company starts tanking and he has to find a way to... solve all of his problems, I guess. I don't know.
Holy cow.
they just can't get above water, that company.
All right, so Dale, you've been trying in our pre-show prep, because we do get together and we rehearse a little bit and we go over stories and so on, and then every time you've been here, you've had a story about Johnny Football. And today, I'm going to treat you like you have status at Chipotle.
I'm so excited.
And for the first time, you can get your Johnny Football story out. So what's happening with this guy?
Well, he's back in the news. Johnny Football once again.
What's his real name?
Here we go. Johnny Manziel.
All right.
Oh, goodness. This guy is just an absolute grease fire.
He's a grease fire. He's a party animal, though, isn't he?
He sure is.
He knows how to have a good time.
Well, the latest is with Johnny... is that he's supposed to start his rehab today. But according to photos that were on the internet, he partied like a rock star last night.
Yeah.
So I guess he figured it was his last day before he starts, you know, his sobriety.
Oh,
but
gosh.
I got to tell you, this guy is just out of control because, you know, his father's reached out to him, okay? And here's a kid that came from a very affluent family.
Yeah.
Okay, went to Texas A&M, won the Heisman Trophy, drafted in the first round by the Cleveland Browns, making millions, and now he's out of work.
Talented.
Okay?
But
he's gifted.
But he's a loser.
He's a loser. He really is. And his dad said, "My son is actually a druggie. The best place for him is jail."
Wow.
His dad said that.
Tough love.
Well, you know, his dad tried to reach out. He refused help from his father. He's refused help from his agent. His agent, dropped him.
Wow.
And his lawyer just did the same thing because he doesn't want any type of help. And he's been...
they need to have him on that intervention show on TV, you know? They trick him
into... Dr. Drew?
They take him into a hotel room. They tell him that they're going to, have some drugs or something. And they show up and the whole family's there crying.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like the ambush one.
Yeah.
The ambush intervention.
Yeah, so he's just, you know what, he is just circling the drain. And his friends actually fear for his life.
Yeah,
they said it's just a matter of time. He's going to kill himself. Because remember, he was accused also of beating his girlfriend.
Oh, my gosh.
Kidnapping her and threatening to kill her.
So he's
been suspended by the NFL.
What is wrong with this guy?
No, he's a mess. He's just out of control. And, you know, the thing with Manziel... If he does get a job in the NFL, he's going to be suspended the first four games.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And probably more. All right. Well, we hope he turns his life around. Yeah. And we're going to turn the show around in just a moment because we're going to talk about one of the most perfect foods on the planet. But first, I want to tell you about Constant Contact. If you're in business, you need email marketing, right? You've collected all that data from your customers. You can send them your latest specials all the time. You want to do that. People check their inbox and they say, oh, look, a coupon. Well, you need Constant Contact for that because the folks over there, they're experts in small business marketing and they want you to be one as well. And they're going to help you all along the way because they have a variety of tools and services to take your marketing beyond the inbox while maintaining the professional look and feel of your organization. They have the autoresponders, the event management, social media, mobile responsive technology, just to name a few, and to help you deliver the best results with your marketing. All with a single login interface. It's the easiest thing on the planet. You've been hearing about it. Now's the time to try Constant Contact. Try their email for free right now. Simply visit the sponsor page at philhewlettandfriends.com, click on the Constant Contact button, and get started. Constant Contact. Okay, Emily, real quick, didn't they have like the prelims for that hot dog eating deal?
Yes, yeah, they are the July 4th hot dog championship is coming up, obviously.
Yeah.
And our buddy Joey Chestnut, yeah, is doing some good work.
How many hot dogs did he do in the prelims?
73 and a half.
Holy mackerel.
73 and a half.
And what amount of time?
10 minutes.
Okay.
That's which is just nuts. Crazy. I don't know what's having a better job, either the one that Bobby Bonilla has or this one, being able to eat whatever you want.
7.3 hot dogs a minute. That's it's remarkable. So they have the final at Coney Island, right?
I believe so.
Now, if you've ever been to Coney Island, you have seen an iconic American brand, an institution. And you've seen the name all over Manhattan and a good deal of the Northeast as well, if I'm not mistaken. And joining us live right now is the grandson of the founder of this institution and author of the book, Nathan's Famous, The First 100 Years, Bill Handwerker. Hello, sir.
Good afternoon. A pleasure to be with you.
Oh, just great to have you here. Now, you like hot dogs, don't you?
Absolutely.
I had to ask that question because, you know, you could be at the point where, oh, man, hot dogs is work. I don't want to even talk about it anymore. But describe the perfect hot dog for us, in your opinion.
The perfect hot dog is the beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Myself, I like it with just plain mustard and maybe a little relish.
I'm with you. That's my perfect hot dog. I don't pile a bunch of crap on there, but a lot of people do put things beyond that on their hot dog. And at Nathan's Famous, you can do just about anything, right?
That's right. They have everything from cheese sauce and chili and sauerkraut, etc.
Tell us about your grandpa. It was Nathan, right? I hope it was Nathan.
Yes, it was, and that's the reason the main reason I wrote the book was to honor his fortitude and grit to come to this country in 1912, not knowing how to read or write, and established a business, a successful business, and a successful family.
Yeah, and so he came from Poland, right? Polish immigrant?
That is correct.
And this was during what, the 1920s and 30s?
Oh, he came in 1912, and he learned English and the restaurant business, and in 1960 he opened up the restaurant.
Oh. Yeah, and then did it take off right away, or did it take some work?
Well, it took some work, but right at the beginning, his initiative was to create a growing business, and everyone in Coney Island at the time were selling Frankfurters for 10 cents, and he felt that he had to sell it for 5 cents in order to make it to the type of business he wanted, and the competition spread rumors that he was using inferior meats, and that's how he was able to sell it for 5 cents, but that was not true. So what he did was he went to Coney Island Hospital, borrowed doctors' coats and stethoscopes, and put them on people in front of the restaurant and gave them free franks. And when people passed by and saw that doctors were eating it, they said, if it's good enough for doctors, it's good enough for me.
Smart man.
That's great. Truth in advertising. I love that.
It is. Well, it was true. They were eating them.
Yeah. Well, what was the scene like in New York those days?
Oh, well, Coney Island specifically was like the French Riviera. It was the place to go. If you got to remember, there was no air conditioning in those days. Mm-hmm. And people would come and sleep on the beach to get away from the heat. So it was a different type of environment. But today I can say that Coney Island is on a tremendous resurgence, and millions of people come there by subway and buses and car and by foot.
Yeah, and they enjoy Nathan's Famous while they're there. And people loved Nathan's Famous after the thing with the doctors, the fake doctors. and some famous people started coming around. And how did your grandpa handle that?
Well, right from the get-go, he worked at Feltman's Beer Garden, and Jimmy Durante and Eddie Cantor were singing waiters there, and as well as many other people, including Cary Grant, who was a stilt walker on the boardwalk. And the story, my father told me the story that what happened with Cary Grant. He was Archie Leach is his real name.
Yeah.
And he'd come into Nathan's every day, and my grandfather told him, "What are you going to Hollywood for? You got a steady job here."
Yeah, that's right. As a stilt walker. But you imagine Jimmy Durante is your waiter and he starts singing.
Wow.
While he's bringing the food out to you. That's something. A lot of people relate Nathan's Famous with names like Joey Chestnut, who we just talked about. Can you believe 72 and a half hot dogs in 10 minutes? Is that something?
You cheated on Adam one. He had 73 and a half.
Oh, 73 and a half.
Wow. Well,
yeah. So you keep careful check on that. People relate to that big contest, and what are you doing to gear up? Are you out there? Are you going to be right there, center stage?
Not this year, but Joey's my favorite. He brought the mustard belt home for many years of our Japanese contestants.
Kobayashi, Takeru Kobayashi.
Kobayashi, that's right.
Yeah.
But Matt Stoney is a great champion, and it'll be interesting to see what happens on Monday.
Yeah. Now, how healthy a business is Nathan's these days versus the heyday?
Well, let's put it this way. Last year, 2015, they sold over 500 million Frankfurters.
Ooh.
Wow.
I would say it's pretty healthy.
You said Frankfurters, and were we incorrectly saying hot dogs?
No. You know, it's a funny... It's a habit of mine because my grandfather told me in those days that hot dogs were inferior to Frankfurters, and he would look at me and say, "Don't call them hot dogs." But he obviously acquiesced with the nomenclature over the years. But it's just a habit of mine, and I'll call him a Frankfurter.
Yeah, right. And it's called that on the book as well. There's a nice old sign, the original Nathan's Famous Frankfurters. It's got the sign right there. Still family owned and operated?
No, it's a company. It's a public company.
Franchised?
Stock exchange.
Is it franchised?
Franchised. I believe they have over 300 units now, and they're all over the world.
Yeah. I could use one up the street from my house. I don't know about you guys. I just love hot dogs. I just love. I don't even care what's in them, frankly.
Oh, now, wait a minute now. Wait a minute.
Well, yours are quality product, aren't they?
That's right. That's right. All beef.
All right. Good to know. What would you say the Nathan's Famous legacy is?
People ask me that question. I would say that as long as you give the consuming public a quality product, they're going to buy it. And, you know, these days, people are always looking for the best, and Nathan's represents that.
Yeah, and let's see, if we figured out 5 cents and convert it for inflation and all of that.
It's very close.
Yeah?
Just think about it. It's 100 years ago.
Right. And so what's a dog with some mustard and a little relish on it go for today at Nathan's?
Around $4.
Yeah, so it's more or less the same. We'll do the calculation later and confirm that. But it's been a pleasure talking with you, and we're looking forward to the big hot dog eating competition at Coney Island. It's this weekend, right? Is it on the 4th?
It's on the 4th.
Bill Handwerker, grandson of Nathan, the Polish immigrant who started Nathan's Famous 100 years ago. Thank you so much for being on the show. It's an honor, and enjoy your 4th of July.
Thank you very much, and the same to you.
There we go.
Well, you know what's amazing about that? How do the contestants, like Kobayashi and Joey Chestnut, how do they prepare for this? Do they line their stomach? I mean, how can you eat so many hot dogs?
Maybe just work up to it.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. But they're small guys. You think they'd be big guys, but they're not.
Yes, I know it. Hey, stuff you should know how to do, but you haven't learned for whatever reason. Coming up in moments with the author of The Useful Book, 201 Life Skills They Used to Teach in Home Ec and Shop. Coming up next. Here's a great idea for your next outing. A cruise of the L.A. Harbor on a Spirit Cruises yacht. Whether you have a large party, a company outing, wedding reception, a reunion, or you need the perfect setting for a romantic evening, Spirit Cruises offers everything you need to relax and enjoy your time on the water. For a limited time, enjoy Sunday brunch at Portsacall Waterfront Dining right next door, and the first Spirit Cruises Harbor Cruise of the day is free. For more information, call 310-548-8080 or visit spiritmarine.com. I want to tell you about a spectacular dining experience. It's Portsacall Waterfront Dining, award-winning service and cuisine with a view of the dynamic L.A. Harbor from every seat. Enjoy daily sunset specials as well as the South Bay's best champagne brunch. The outdoor harborside patio is a perfect setting for happy hour every weekday from 3 to 8. Portsacall Waterfront Dining. For reservations and directions, visit portsacalldining.com or call 310-833-3553.